Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, where, full disclosure, conversation rolled on all break. We were talking about all sorts of things, public transit, talking about income in the city and how it compares to all those other cities we were talking about, obviously, tailgating.
Yep.
These are all things that I know the Texans are having conversations about. But it's just an interesting thing, and it still feels like it comes back to the biggest answer is, can this team put out a consistent winner on this field? What's the wild thing is it feels like they should be able to, and they're kind of stuck in neutral. I think that's what makes me
even maybe more frustration, apathy.
A lot of people frustrated.
I hate using that word because apathy was real when Easterby was here. Maybe there's some carryover of that.
No, that when you start talking about same old Texans and that kind of refrain, that absolutely hits you when you kind of get, when you could reasonably look up and go, there is a pattern of 2 years of good and here comes the cliff.
Yeah.
Right. That is something that also factors into, like, you know, I think a lack of, like, belief that what we're going to go and watch is of the caliber that I deserve for shelling out this money. Regardless, let's get to our question of the day, John Lopez. And what inspired this for you?
Yeah, going through all my usual nonsense, and I came across a story. Chick-fil-A is market testing a new product in Baltimore and San Antonio. And it starts December 1st. And if it's successful, it's going to go across the country. Chicken and waffles. And I saw some tweets. Oh, man, I got to drive from local people here. I got to drive to San Antonio in December to go get. And I'm like, chicken and waffles just doesn't do it for me, man. It just doesn't. It never has. I think part of it is, like, when you order at a restaurant, they put like a big old hunk of chicken breast on there on a waffle. So I'm like,
not always. Some places do it that way. Some places will give you like wings or pieces.
And I'm like, man, that's a lot of work for something I'm not that crazy about. So what's a food that most people like? Because I will obviously freely admit, a lot of people, you say chicken and waffles, they sit up in their chair, you know. Ooh, chicken and waffles. Doesn't do it for me.
I'm a big chicken and waffles fan, depending on the type of. Like, I'm a big wing guy.
Yeah.
So if it's wings and waffles or maybe wings and French toast or pancakes or something like I'm in on it. But I'm not the biggest fan of the chicken and waffles from a fast food spot.
Well, that's the question. What's a food that most people like but you do not? Clearly, for me, chicken and waffles is on the list. This is a weird one for me. Would you like sweet potato fries? No, thank you. But I like sweet potatoes. I like sweet potatoes. I like them baked even. Sometimes we'll bake a sweet potato, not just, you know, like the Thanksgiving sweet potato casserole or whatever. But sweet potato fries are just weird to me. And IPA beer, that's cat pee.
I am so disappointed in you.
That is cat pee.
I am so disappointed in you because when you talk about, like, I understand that sweet potato fries takes a backseat to, like, your more traditional potato fries or whatever. The thing that I love about sweet potato fries is they don't seem to have the same shelf life or the same ticking time bomb nature.
They get soggy. That's another reason.
Well, you say they get soggy. I feel like they maintain their taste and their flavor profile in a way that regular fries do not. You got 15 minutes with regular fries.
Yeah, but they're like spaghetti noodles after 10 minutes. They get soft and soggy no matter where you get them. They get soggy fast. Maybe I don't know what.
Some other text coming in. Somebody said coleslaw. 409. I appreciate you throwing coleslaw in here. In addition to saying that they don't like fried chicken and pineapple. Okay.
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken is the one that's egregious. Because
I'm about to say, is he saying fried chicken with the pineapple?
No, just
or just
these are
fried
these are
chicken.
This is a list.
Who doesn't like fried chicken?
Someone that I can't trust.
Somebody that's not from Earth.
Someone that I can't. Because that's the thing. I don't know how the stereotype for black folks became fried chicken. Because I'm like,
you point
me to the people that don't do that.
Yeah. Same thing. You know, I mean, like, let me change how I'm going to say this.
Yes, before you get canceled.
I love watermelon. Love watermelon. But I don't eat a lot of watermelon because my wife hates it. That's part of the That's part of the relationship thing. That's part of the relationship thing. Like if your wife doesn't like a particular food, you eat less of it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. My wife actually don't like watermelon, which is kind of shocking.
Why is that?
Some people feel like it's not enough flavor. Some people feel like it's more water than anything else.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What I wanted to come back to is, I feel like coleslaw is given to us a lot of places. That feels like a popular opinion that you don't like coleslaw.
What's weird is, y'all know nothing about this down here, but in Cleveland, we have a thing called a Polish boy, which is a Polish sausage with French fries, barbecue sauce, and coleslaw on the top of it. It's really, I know it sounds crazy, but it's really good. That's the only time I like coleslaw.
You are preaching. That the only time I eat coleslaw is like on a hot dog or a sausage, like that.
I can't eat it by itself.
I like coleslaw on a hot dog. It's made for it.
I can see that.
It's awesome.
I can't, when I go to Cane's, I said no coleslaw, double fries.
So let me ask you guys this. Let me ask you guys this, because I actually texted the family the question of the day. And how do you feel about, and I actually agreed with this one, but I hadn't thought of it. Ham. Ham on a sandwich is next level. But ham as the primary protein on a plate?
Disagree.
I don't think it's that.
Disagree.
I'll take a lot of other things before that.
I might take it a step further, to be honest.
Yeah.
I like ham. Sometimes I like ham over turkey.
Correct.
For Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Yeah. I know Lopez probably got the good turkey, which is, probably not dry, I'm guessing, and all that stuff. But sometimes, man, I prefer ham over turkey for Thanksgiving.
They also said Rice Krispie treats.
Is it no?
As one that people like that they don't.
I think I'm kind of there, but you know what the reason is? I think I've given you this this philosophy that I have on life, that there's some foods or things, I guess, in general, where you have a lifetime limit.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've hit my lifetime limit.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. Once you hit 21.
I ate a lot of them joints as a kid.
Yeah, one thing I can't get down with is yogurt.
I like yogurt.
I don't like yogurt at all, man. Yeah. I tried to get the fancy yogurt too that maybe cover up the nasty regular. No, they had some type of Oreo.
That's a good one.
They had some type of Oreo yogurt or something like that. Yeah. I just couldn't do it, man. I feel like I was eating something spoiled.
Yeah.
crawfish is one of those popular ones that comes in, and I've got to be honest, I just feel like you're lazy. No, jokes. You can have your opinions. I will say that is something that comes to my mind. The answer for me is funny, because I think if you have anything in the, Hispanic or particularly Mexican domain, it feels weird, because if you like pretty much anything in that space, you should kind of like everything. It's a similar palette of ingredients, just kind of fixed in different ways, fantastic ways. The nacho. Nachos,
You don't like nachos?
I'll eat them, but I'm not high on them, right? Like, especially
that is weird.
Stadium nachos, miss me with it. Like, it's never situated properly.
Well, I don't do that. The canned cheese.
Without even getting to the idea of
the can,
right? The canned cheese, whatever. The cheese is never evenly, like, you have one chip that is entirely covered in cheese.
It's all dry.
You have another chip that has absolutely nothing. But then you could take this all the way to like the actual elevated nacho, where it's a big tostada with everything on it. I'm just like, this is a lot. I'm good on it. Which is funny. Again, all of the ingredients, love them. Put them in different circumstances, burrito, whatever. I'm here for it. The nacho, I'm like,
I don't know if you have another one, Figgy, but another one that was texted from the kids. I think a lot of people fall in this category. One of my daughter. Cake.
I'm there.
I know a lot of people that don't like cake. Yeah. I'm not there, but I know a lot of people that just can't get down with specifically birthday cake.
Yes.
I know a lot of people that don't like birthday cake.
All cake.
Yeah, me too. One thing I can't get down with, bananas.
You said that before.
Texture thing?
Yeah.
Texture thing?
That and actual taste.
Okay.
I don't like the real taste of banana. I don't like the artificial flavor of banana.
Really?
If sometimes I get one of these fruity drinks that had like tropical banana, and I taste the banana, I'm out on it.
Really?
I can't
don't know
do
anybody
banana.
Doesn't like banana.
Yeah.
I actually know quite a few for that similar reason.
Yeah.
Avocado is one that's come in.
Yeah.
Somebody said when it comes to watermelon, they said they can't stand the taste or the smell. Interesting.
Nah.
Oysters, fair, right?
Yeah,
like I think
fair.
Anything that feels a little exotic to and more simple palate. Not saying that your palate is simple, but anything that falls in that line, I absolutely get how people get to that place. Cottage cheese is a great answer.
Yes.
What is this
yes.
for?
I
mean that entirely sincerely. What does this do?
Yes. I'm there too. I'm there with blue cheese. I know Lopez ain't gonna like that, but
I
blue
love
cheese.
Me some blue cheese.
Once if I dip a wing in some blue cheese, I'm throwing
gonna
the wing
heaven.
Out. Nope. No, the wing is over with.
That's heaven.
The wing is in the trash.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That was the question of the day. Coming up next. We're waiting for some players of the week announcements, hoping that we see a Texan that should be coming in. And then also, I've got some coaches on the hot seat. I want you to tell me if you believe that these guys are, you know, about to lose their job or if they're going to make it. We'll talk about that more next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.